Aidan, can you sum up your feelings after that defeat this evening?
Probably frustration, maybe, is the summary, and that we didn't really do ourselves justice, to be fair. Fought really hard, and there was a lot of effort in the game, but we didn't really bring our quality to the match, you know, and that's the disappointing part. The players will know that themselves, you know, made poor decisions at key times and missed chances and fumbled balls and things that, you know, maybe have been a hallmark of their play over the last month or so. So frustrating that we didn't do ourselves justice, really.
It's been a mixed bag since you took over. On reflection now, how do you see it all?
Some philosopher said one time you live in interesting times, but yeah, it was surely that. I have to say the players made the year ultimately an enjoyable year. There's no point in saying it wasn't tough at times, you know, and particularly for the players, you know, they showed a lot of character at plenty of times across the year. They could have folded up the tent and headed back to their club, like, but they're very proud. Tough Donegal men, and you know, it's testament to the work that the players did that they turned that down and showed a glimpse of what they're capable of, you know. And there's far more in them and in better circumstances and with better opportunities, you know, this team's going to push on, you know, a lot of quality in the dressing room and a lot of big character. The year was interesting and ultimately a challenging one, and a want to take the opportunity just to mention the sacrifices my family and I'm sure Paddy Bradley's family made to free up time for us to be able to dedicate ourselves to the Donegal team for the duration. A lot of people do a lot of work to keep the wheels moving.
So following the relegation to Division 2 and then the defeat by Down, the one against Clare really gave the thing a whole lift, didn't it?
It did, yeah. And you know, probably there was a lot of people outside the camp surprised, like, but that really was what was expected of ourselves. Like, you know, the Down game was a bit of an aberration in terms of what they were capable of, you know, and they really kicked on in the All-Ireland series and showed, you know, glimpses of their potential, but there's much more in them, you know. I would have felt they were at the very least an All-Ireland quarter-final team this year, but we just picked today to be a wee bit flat, and maybe you know, the so many games in short duration finally caught up with them.
I was listening to my colleagues talking to you before I got the chance to talk to you myself. Aidan, what lies ahead for next season?
I think a very long lay down is the answer I gave your colleagues, so I think I'll definitely stick to that. It was such a huge effort to get to where we are now, and genuinely thought we'd be going for another wee bit, like, you know, disappointed for things to end today, but, you know, was asked to take a job on halfway through the year, and I'm proud and happy that I got the job done to the best of my ability. There was more in the team and maybe we could have helped them a little bit more today, but ultimately the journey ends today.
Finally, Aidan, would you like to be in charge next year?
I had never anticipated being manager of Donegal. Was happy to help out because of proximity, but it's time to go back to my under-16 team, and we're looking forward to the championship now in August with Drummond Tee.